Well, it's my New Year's resolution is to tell the truth and tell it to you straight. If you aren't okay with that, well, then listen elsewhere. I'm Steve Gruber. God bless America. This is the Steve Gruber Show for Friday, January 3rd, 2020. And here are three big things you need to know right now. Number three, it is the end of the most important educational franchise in history. Schoolhouse Rock, it's dead. At least the guy who sang the songs is. A very sad day in history indeed. Number two, Josh Hawley, the new senator from Missouri and a former AG for that state, says it's time to move on from the ridiculous impeachment scam. He's introducing a resolution Monday to have all charges against the president dropped. And number one, President Trump has remade the federal courts in his image. Remember, his sister is a federal judge, and he has retooled and remade the courts with 187 new judges so far. And we've got seven big Supreme Court cases we want to talk about, and we'll get to that. But first, breaking news. If you have not heard, the United States inflicted serious damage on the nation of Iran by killing its number one general. That's right. The United States has killed a terrorist linked to the deaths of hundreds of Americans. Iranian General Qasem Soleimani killed early today by a Predator drone at the airport in Iraq, in Baghdad, Iraq. Killed, along with others. A more significant terrorist execution by the United States than that of al-Baghdadi. More significant than the death of al-Baghdadi. And I say that because this guy was involved with 17%. 17% of all the Americans killed in the Middle East happened as a result of this guy's actions. This guy's behavior. The overnight attack happening after the attack on the U.S. Embassy a few days ago, of course. The attack on the U.S. Embassy a few days ago, of course, responded to by the United States, responded to by President Trump. And now, with the killing of Qasem Soleimani, the Iranians are declaring that they will retaliate and that Americans around the globe will face that retaliation. Of course, we'll continue to watch this story. Here's a brand new text, a tweet that is from the president. And it is a security alert from the U.S. Embassy and consulates in Iraq. Due to heightened tensions in Iraq and the region, the U.S. Embassy urges American citizens to heed the January 2020 travel advisory and depart Iraq immediately. U.S. citizens should depart via airline while possible, and failing that, to other countries via land. Due to Iranian-backed militia attacks at the U.S. Embassy compound, all public consular operations are suspended until further notice. U.S. citizens should not approach the embassy. The U.S. Consulate General in Erbil is open for visa and American citizen services appointments, including passport issuance, so on and so forth. The tensions in the region are at a critical point. And because of that, the president reissuing the warnings to Americans in Iraq because of what's going on there. But congratulations to the White House, congratulations to the Pentagon for taking out somebody who may have been the worst terrorist alive today. Well, alive yesterday, it might be more accurate. Involved with the deaths of at least 600 Americans, more attacks were being planned, they say. And as a result, the Americans have killed the most powerful general in Iran. I want to point out one thing, though, in the Associated Press coverage that I find galling. I spoke about this in hour number one. I want to speak about it for a moment now. Here is something that the Associated Press planted in its story about a third of the way in. I just want you to hear this because it's ridiculous. Here's the paragraph. It's unclear what legal authority the U.S. relied on to carry out the attack. American presidents claim broad authority to act without the approval of the Congress when U.S. personnel or interests are facing an imminent threat. The Pentagon did not provide evidence to back up its assertion that Soleimani was planning new attacks against Americans. He's responsible for the deaths of hundreds of American service men and women. Hundreds. Kids from California, Connecticut, North Dakota, North Carolina, Florida, Texas, Arkansas. He is responsible for hundreds of deaths of Americans, and the Associated Press writes that it's unclear what legal authority the U.S. relied on to carry out the attack. And then comes Democrat Connecticut Senator Richard Blumenthal. He said, Trump owes a full explanation to Congress and the American people. The present authorizations for use of military force in no way cover starting a possible new war. Of course, this is the guy that lied about service and claimed to have been a Vietnam veteran when he was not. Richard Blumenthal is the worst kind of individual who tried to claim glory for himself that he did not earn. And he's never been held to account for it, not appropriately. I'm going to go with Senator Lindsey Graham on this one, who said, to the Iranian government, if you want more, you will get more. If you want more, you will get more. There you have it. I agree with Lindsey Graham, who is positioning to run for president in 2024, by the way. Make no mistake, that is the plan for Lindsey Graham. 2024 is his plan of running for president. And so all of these things have something to do with politics as well. But it is appalling that the Associated Press would frame it that way. And for Iran, by the way, this isn't just the loss of a general or a battlefield leader or a terrorist mastermind. No. This guy was a cultural icon of the nation of Iran. And trust me, there are people inside that nation today celebrating his death. There are people inside Iran who don't like the government, who have not liked the government since 1979 any more than you and I have, who are celebrating the death of this guy. Soleimani's profile rose sharply as U.S. and Israeli officials blamed him for Iranian proxy attacks across the region, his terrorist proxy wars across the Middle East. Iran's conventional military has suffered of 40 years of American sanctions, but the guard that he built, the Quds, Q-U-D-S, the Quds, have been well-funded. And his proxy wars and terrorist wars across the Middle East and elsewhere have been well-funded. There have been many rumors that he had been dead previously in 2006, 12, and 15. Of course, Soleimani's killing follows the New Year's Eve attack on Iranian-backed militias on the U.S. Embassy in Baghdad. The two-day embassy attack, which ended Wednesday, prompted Trump to order 750 U.S. Marines deployed to the Middle East and prompted Secretary of State Mike Pompeo to postpone his trip to Ukraine and four other countries to continue monitoring the ongoing situation. And you want more? You get more. The game has changed, so says Defense Secretary Mark Esper. The game has changed. And Iran, if you want more, you get more. I don't support ongoing wars and endless wars, and I think the Americans are in too many places. But in this particular case, this guy is a terrorist mastermind. At least he was. But that party is over. 14 after on a Friday. It's the 3rd of January, 2020. We should celebrate the end of a terrorist mastermind. It's the Steve Gruber Show. We'll be right back.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the most powerful voice for business in Michigan.
Being a business owner is tough, but it's also rewarding. Hard work, dedication, a commitment to entrepreneurship have provided this state with a strong economy. I'm Jim Holcomb, Executive Vice President of the Michigan Chamber. Too many times state government will try to enact burdensome legislation and regulations that hurt businesses without listening to their concerns first. As the leading voice for business in Michigan, we make sure their voice is heard and their concerns are addressed. Listening, understanding, and advocating is how we provide solutions. Not only is this the right thing to do, but it's also the smart thing to do to keep Michigan's economy moving forward. At the Michigan Chamber, we will always stand up for business.
Join the Michigan Chamber of Commerce at michamber.com. The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the most powerful voice for business in Michigan.
When it comes to planning for your future, you want an advisor who understands your Christian values. Ameriprise Financial Advisor Craig Stiles offers financial planning based on biblical principles. He can help you plan for your goals in a way that is consistent with your faith. Call Craig Stiles today at 517-483-4893. Office is located at 2400 Lake Lansing Road, Suite B, Lansing, Michigan, 48912. Ameriprise Financial provides financial services without regard to religious affiliation or cultural background. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
You stay up to date with your health, so stay up to date with Healthy Michigan Plan changes, too. Learn if these changes affect you so you don't lose your coverage. Although you may be excused now, you can find out more about the changes and what you can do to keep your plan at healthymichiganplan.org. You can also call the beneficiary helpline with questions at 800-642-3195. Sponsored by the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services and the Michigan Association of Broadcasters.